Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to the United States, to the steel powerhouse of Pittsburgh. But while this city has led the way in various manufacturing businesses, it's also the proud home of 446 bridges. Monocle's Carlotta Ribello paid a visit and brought us this tall story.
When I first shared with friends that I'd be visiting Pittsburgh, almost every single one of them mentioned how I wouldn't be able to miss the yellow bridges. At first, I thought they meant such an iconic landmark that I simply had to see it. Or perhaps this was right on the city center and there was no way to escape it. But after a handful of hours in downtown Pittsburgh, it became evident. This simply is a city with bridges at every turn. 446 of them, to be precise. But this is not a case of engineering gone mad. The city is laid on a series of valleys, hilltops and mountains with three major rivers running through it. Without the bridges, we wouldn't have a city at all, but just a series of fragmented little towns with no real connection between them. This terrain posed a major challenge for the first settlers that arrived to the region, and building small wooden bridges became the easy solution to navigate from hilltop to valley and so forth. The first proper river bridge was built in 1818 at Smithfield Street. Originally made out of wood, it was destroyed in the city's Great Fire of 1845 and eventually replaced by a wire rope suspension bridge, a work by John Roebling, the creator of the famous Brooklyn Bridge. Over time and usage, this became one of the most popular thoroughfares in the city, meaning that it needed once more to be upgraded. Eventually, it was closed down and replaced with a steel structure we still see today, meaning that the Smithfield Street Bridge is Pittsburgh's oldest in service crossing, and in fact, the oldest bridge still in operation in the United States. The decades between 1920 and 1940 saw a boom in construction in Pittsburgh, specifically when it came to road and bridge building. Most of the major bridges in the city that still stand today date back to this period, mostly built from locally produced steel. What's interesting as well is that when you look at a city that has this long history of bridge building, you end up with an almost perfect portfolio, meaning that you can find almost any type of bridge construction right here. From cable suspension resembling the Art Deco movement to cast iron structures or arched and double-decker bridges. There's the industry side to all of this as well. Maintaining all these structures is an expensive business for the city. It's estimated that $150 million is invested each year in the bridge's upkeep. Through the centuries, they have been crucial in creating jobs in the region, especially after the steel industry entered into decline. However, there's yet another unifying factor when it comes to Pittsburgh's many bridges. Most of them are painted in yellow. Well, not yellow, but Aztec gold, as locals will promptly correct you. There's no consensus on where the decision to use this color came from, but seeing that black and gold are the official colors of Pittsburgh, it does fit with the narrative. The city officially embraced those colors in 1989, taken from the coat of arms of William Pitt. Locals do take their bridges very seriously. A couple of years ago, a handful of the downtown area bridges were up for maintenance, and the city's History and Landmarks Foundation suggested that this was perhaps a good opportunity to introduce new paint schemes and shake up the traditional color scheme. It's safe to say this wasn't exactly received with open arms, and the plan went nowhere. For now, the yellow / Aztec gold bridges are here to stay.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And thanks to Carlotta Ribello for today's reporting. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.